Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God a series entitled, The Wisdom of God. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Can you spend too much money on the things of God? The Lord. Can you make it too nice?
No.
You can't. But see, we've got centuries of people still fussing about, well, now we don't want us. We ain't no need in spending that extra money on that best carpet. We could save the Lord some money. That's not the better way. That's man's way. That's the low way. That's not the wise way. That's the dumb way. It is. Now skip on down to the 9th chapter. Verse 13, now the weight of gold that came to Solomon in 1 year was 603 talents of gold. Beside, everybody say beside that. Beside that which the chapmen and merchants brought, and all the kings of Arabia and the governors of the country, they brought gold and silver to Solomon too. This was just one of his avenues. Well, how much is that? That is approximately 25 tons of pure gold. I just like saying that, don't you? 25 tons, not pounds. And what's it sell for right now? 455 an ounce.
How much money is that?
How many ounces in a ton? Well, I figured you'd want to know, so I put the calculator to it. The middle talent was 475 million. This is every year from one avenue. This was just one of his investments. Now, one reason I'm talking about some of this is because does God want us rich?
Yes.
He became poor so we could be
rich.
But a lot of folk have not gotten a hold of this. You make investments in the spiritual with your sowing in the kingdom, but you also make investments in the natural. Where? When? How? How much? Only one way to get it right. The wisdom of God. Are you with me now? The wisdom of God. 25 tons of gold from one channel. The New Living actually says 25 tons. The English Version says 25 tons also. The Living Bible, and this was done a while back, gold was a different price. It said $250 million. A quarter of a billion. So the 300 or 400 million is, you know, same vicinity. And this is from one channel. Verse 20 said Solomon made everything out of gold, everything out of pure gold. They didn't even use silver. Verse 20, because it was not anything accounted of in the days of Solomon. They made their horse troughs out of silver and stuff. They did. They didn't use silver because they just... Well, when you got ships pulling in with 25 ton of gold on a regular basis, will you make it out of gold? Some of you looking at me funny. I didn't write this. Why did God record this for us? Why? And why didn't he link it beyond question with his wisdom? And then why did he tell us, get your wisdom, boys. Get your wisdom, girls. Get it. Get it. And he said, now when it shows up, it'll have long life in one hand, it'll have riches in the other. But get it! How about us having 500 million. Could you do something with that? Show up down there on the coast in New Orleans with some of our friends that have lost churches and their families. Say, hey, we'll build 50 homes. We'll rebuild this church. We're going to do some things, but I feel like it's so small. What's 100,000 here and there? Even 1 million on something like this, what, it's like a drop in the bucket. But God has the resources. Are y'all with me now? I know it's later, but don't fail me now. Stay with me real close now. God said some things about this church. He said some things about you. And now some of you, you were, and some of you are right now, just as broke as I was when I started, and that's baroque. But God shows up good in the foolish things and the base things and the things that are not. And why couldn't God raise you up and raise me up? Unlikely folks like us. And something comes up. And I come in 5 years from now or 10 years from now, the Lord tears his coming and something like this has happened. And I say, hey guys, you know, they got to have 100 million to do this thing down there and to get it done right quick. And a person pop up and say, I got the first million. Another one say, I got 3 right here. Another one say, I got 5. I got 500,000. I got 250,000. And in 20 minutes, we got it. It's done. It's done. And we put it in the bank and we go down there and do it. Why wouldn't that please God? Why wouldn't that be the will of God? What reason would God have to keep us poor? Why would he want us poor? Are y'all with me now? Well, millions of Christians believe that it's God's will for them to be poor, that they are the way they are because he ordained it and because he chose it for them. Why though? Why would God want us with no ability, with no resource? Sounds like somebody else would want us broke and no ability and can't do anything. And it's not God. I said, well, Brother Keith, I just don't know how. Listen, one of Brother Hagin's supporters from back in the 60s up until this time, when he first got hooked up with Brother Hagin, I've heard him say he had $50, $50. And he got a hold of Brother Hagin's tapes on how to be led by the Spirit. And he fed on them night and day. Night and day, he'd get up and shave with them on. He'd get dressed with them on. He'd eat with them on. He'd go to bed with them on. How to be led by the Spirit. How to be led by the Spirit. Month after month and year after year. Did you hear this now?
Yes,
he's hearing the same truths, the same thoughts, how to be led by the Spirit. Well, he began to make a little investment here and a little investment there. And I heard him say over a period of years, he turned that $50 into hundreds of millions. He's bought and built shopping centers and all kind of real estate. I know a few years ago, he bought a brand new Global Express. I know they cost about $40 million. I know he's doing all right. Started with $50 and a set of tapes. Is God a respecter of persons? Anybody in here got $50?
Yes.
Then why couldn't we get to a place?
Yeah, we can.
Why couldn't we?
Right. Yeah.
Now listen, I think I'll close with this. If I don't, who cares? Brother Hagin, Kenneth Hagin, tells about a vision that he had. And how the Lord taught him, among other things, about how to be led by the Spirit. And that is one of the greatest things you could ever learn in this life. How to be led by the Holy Ghost. So many people just know nothing about it. They are still flipping coins and asking everybody and their brother what they think they ought to do. And you got Christians reading horoscopes and calling psychics. Pathetic. when you got the Spirit of the living God. The Spirit of wisdom living on the inside of a born again child of God. And the Lord taught him about the inward witness and about how God leads all of His children. We've taught you on it. We've talked about it. He's camped on it for weeks and weeks and weeks. It was called the Spirit-led life that we taught here recently. And he said the Lord told him at the end of that vision, he was leaving him, and he looked at him, he said, if you'll learn how to be led by my Spirit, I'll make you rich. The head of the church, the Lord Jesus, he says, looks at him. Now, he said when he told him that, he was ingrained with tradition, and it sounded strange to him. Because they preached against being rich. Oh, you don't want any of this old world's riches and this old world's goods. And the rich were the evil folks. So it struck him. He knows he's hearing the Lord, but he's thinking. Of course, the Lord knew what he was thinking. So the Lord looked at him and said, I'm not opposed to my children being rich. I'm opposed to their being covetous. He told him again. He said, you learn how to follow my Spirit. See, that's what that man learned, one of his partners. Didn't learn it overnight or in a week or two, but you learn how to be led by my Spirit, I will make you rich. Does God want you rich?
Yes.
Why did he become poor? So we could be rich. But it's not just going to fall on us automatically. He's got to take us by the... How are we going to get from where we are to there? He'll lead us step by step, seed by seed, investment by investment. Put this here now. Leave it there now. Take it out now. Buy now. Sell now. Get this. Do this. Sow this. Right? And when you're following Him, it makes money. It increases. And you just keep increasing. And you just keep increasing. And you can see how you can get there. Over a period. He said, the Lord told him, he said, I expect my people to have the best place in town. I expect my people to have the best place in town. Why not? Why wouldn't we? If He is the King of Kings, if He is the God of all gods who created heaven and earth, why should we be in a little dumpy place on the side of the road? Maybe you start there, but you don't stay there. You come up. You come up. You come up. Hallelujah. Stand on your feet, would you?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Wisdom and Riches, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1602J. That's R1602J, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.